with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The UN Security Council has passed a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Sudan during Ramadan.
With the resolution's adoption, the UK representative urged the warring parties to act on this united international call for peace, to silence the guns, and to seek a sustainable resolution to the conflict through dialogue. The United States acknowledged this week's announcement by the Sudanese government that they would facilitate more humanitarian cross-border access from Chad, but said it was still insufficient. Preventing famine and a long-term catastrophe, Washington said, required a ceasefire and unhindered humanitarian access.
That is BBC's Nada Tawfiq reporting. If a ceasefire does take place, it would allow desperately needed aid to reach some 25 million people whose lives have been impacted by the ongoing civil war. Authorities in suburban Detroit are investigating last Monday night's explosive fire at a building filled with vaping industry supplies. One man was killed in the blaze. It sent gas canisters soaring miles away. Clinton Township Fire Chief Tim Duncan said in comments airing on WXYZ TV, he hopes removal of the steel beams can begin next week.
The major issue we have, as was discussed, is obviously the structural steel. You can only imagine how heavy that is. Obviously, heavy equipment's going to have to get in there to start picking that apart so we can get to the bottom of what's going on there.
America's employers delivered another healthy month of hiring in February, adding a surprising 275,000 jobs, yet again showcasing the U.S. economy's resilience in the face of high interest rates. Last month's job growth marked an increase from a revised gain of 229,000 jobs in January. The unemployment rate ticked up 0.2% in February to 3.9%. This is SRN News. Christians are weighing in, on their view of America's ongoing immigration problem.
According to a new survey by the Pew Research Center, majorities of white Catholics and Protestants consider that the big influx at the U.S.-Mexican border is a crisis for the United States. Meanwhile, only about 3 in 10 black Protestants say it's a crisis. About 70% of white Catholics and evangelicals believe that immigration policies that make it easy for migrants to stay in the U.S. is a major reason for the large numbers of migrants trying to cross the border. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
A Wesleyan church and a nonprofit in Ohio have teamed up to offer a faith-based after-school art program. The goal of Good City is to engage youth and families with the arts, technology, and the gospel message. It's especially aimed at children whose parents may not be able to afford or accommodate extracurricular learning. This is SRN News. A popular weight loss drug, which has helped millions of Americans shed pounds, can now be used to reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious cardiovascular problems in patients who are overweight or who have obesity.
Wegovy isn't just for losing weight anymore. The Food and Drug Administration's approving new uses for Wegovy. Now the agency says doctors can prescribe it to help reduce the risk of stroke, heart attacks, and other serious heart problems in patients who are overweight. A study found it helped reduce the risk by about 20% in those who don't also have diabetes. The label change was requested by drug maker Novo Nordisk, and this could help push Medicare to pay for prescriptions. Wegovy is costly, and it's in short supply. I'm Jackie Quinn.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.